The fire seemed to start around 4 p.m. this morning. A local resident now seen a bit of smoke on the fire, contacted the local authorities. It took off pretty quick. It seems to be the main part of the actual hall itself, the main hall area. There was an extension put on to the hall a number of years ago. It seems to be okay, seems to be without damage. The kitchen area, and that would have a bit of smoke damage and water damage, but the main hall is gutted. It was an intense fire. The roof is all burned, pretty much half it. But that's for the main structure, the walls and stuff's okay, but it'll take a lot of money to redo the hall now.
And what is the feeling amongst locals this morning?
With that being such a small, close-knit community, just something like this to happen, it's just, as I say, all residents, all walks of life is just devastated by it.
And was Convoy Orange Hall, was it used by everybody in the community?
The local pipe band would have used it up until the last year or so for band practice and stuff. So I suppose on the offset, I suppose it's lucky that their equipment wasn't in it, you know. But no, the local professionals of the area would have used it locally for meetings and stuff.
This is the second Orange Hall in County Donegal in 3 weeks. It does look like these attacks are sectarian.
Well, it depends what aspect you look at it by, you know. It could be sectarian, as I say, the height of, you could say, troubles and stuff and high tensions, that the halls was never touched, you know. So the day and age, you know, this day and age now, you're just not sure, you know.
But then again, why would anybody else target an Orange Hall like this?
Well, Barry, as I say, you know, the heights of troubles and stuff, and nothing was, the halls was never touched before. I don't know really for any reason why. It's a very local, close-knit community here in Convoy. As far as locals, there was never no tension there, no nothing there. I couldn't see real no reason for, you know, I just would not put it down to sectarianism.